Hello? Hello? Well, John, we didn't, I thought you would be interested. We didn't go half-assed, did we?
Anything but. Say, I just thought that was great. You showed great mastery of a tremendously complex problem.
You know, I wrote that speech night before last. I worked all night long.
Awesome.
And getting it down to 18 minutes on that. Of course, nobody understood the International Monetary thing, but you know, the speechwriters had prepared one, and Christ, they had taken a half hour on that, 15 minutes of it, 45 minutes speech. I said, the hell with that. So I said, nobody understands it, so we're going to start with peace, then jobs, then cost of living, and I'll spend 3 minutes on that subject.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you did. That was a great stroke. You hung all the rest of it around the International Monetary, which of course is monetary, on the standard.
Right.
If you understand it, there's a new international attack on the United States and all the rest of them on that, and it got you off the hook on all these other massive statements, which is a real tension to the whole operation. You really did. I thought it was just fabulous. And I saw a little bit of that Billy Graham talk.
Challenge?
Competition?
At the end.
Yes.
You like that, huh?
Yes, I did. I thought it was just great. Listening to some of these faces, you had all the pundits out of town, but the ones that you had in town on the television were so flabbergasted.
They knew what to do with it. It's like China, wasn't it?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they started to compare with China.
Well, John, there's been nothing so comprehensive presented since Roosevelt, and Arthur Burns says, well, really, you know, Mr. President, Roosevelt did it in 6 different speeches. He said, you did it in what?
No, I just can't remember.
Now, what the stock market does is going to be interesting. It may go down because of the dividend thing, because of the international thing, but if they got any goddamn sense, they ought to buy.
I don't believe it.
What do you think it'll do?
I think they're waiting for something like this. Stock market, you know, may jitter for half a day or a day, but this is going to capture the imagination of all the investments that are taken out of the country. One little point there will be brought up by the account of the exposure of the country's dividends. Well, not often drawn, either on voluntary compliance or whatever.
Right. The interest rates is tough because there are so many ways to get around it. But dividends, we should be goddamn. You notice I said in the auto industry, I will insist that they pass it on.
Yes.
We called them today, John, and asked them not only to do this, but to reduce their other car, the new car price of $100, and Roach refused. That's why I said I put them on the spot.
Well, I think that's right, because they all have to fight for it.
Well, they ask us to do everything. Let's do it all. Well, at the cabinet meeting tomorrow, will you raise that? Because John Connolly feels so strongly in interest rates, Burns and all the rest say, put him down. By God, I think the interest rates, maybe we ought to speak out of them.
At least on a very strong volunteer compliance.
Yeah. Frankly, as you well know, a hell of a lot of bankers are selfish bastards, really.
Right.
Maybe John's going to have a press conference tomorrow at noon. I'll tell you what you do. If you would call him tonight, now he's at the Treasury, tell him that you and I were talking about this, and I wanted him to that I feel that the interest rate thing should be hit at the press conference. You ought to hit it. You'll find an audience all for you. The dividends, oh yeah, I put the speech, but we're all set on that. The dividends, we have called on corporations to limit their dividends. But the dividends, the interest rates, but he ought to hit it very hard tomorrow, so it doesn't look like the big corporations get him. Give him a call right now, will you?
Yes, sir.
I just got up. Okay.
Mr. President, I just thought it was bad with 90% of
you do, huh?
Yes, I think.
Well, I may.
I think it's just that.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Fine, John.
Right.
You don't mind doing that Granite City thing, huh? And if you lie to this, nobody's going to notice.
Yeah, I've got the program.
All right. Thank you, John.